Okay, we started out this conversation, if you're just joining the Joe and Alex show, about I want to get like a newer car to me. It'd be something used, but my car's got 207,000 miles, and I was like, do I get a minivan? Like, what do I get here, a truck? And then Hadley called us this morning, and pretty much, what did she say, Alex? She says that I'm gross,
She says that you're gross and poor for driving a used car, that people who work are gross and poor.
My wife's probably embarrassed.
Yeah, your wife is embarrassed to be seen with you because you wear the same clothes over and over again. You don't throw them away after wearing them once. Basically, just insulting everyone in middle America.
Hadley, did we miss anything?
No, that sounds about right.
Wow.
Jesus.
Hate her, but I love her at the same time, only because I cannot wait to see what our listeners are going to just say to her, because wow.
317-239-1009. We'll get to some social media in just 1 second. That's Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Let's start out with Sarah. Sarah, you're on the phone with Hadley and the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh my God, Hadley, you sound really stupid. But seriously, yeah, why don't you take some of your trust fund money and buy Joe a new car if it's that big of a deal to you? Because you sound like a major bitch. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. What are you going to do? Tell me about my new car and my leggings and my, oh my God, I buy stuff from Old Navy. And
okay.
It's not
let's
like,
let, you know. let Hadley talk. Hadley.
That was Hadley.
Oh, that was Hadley? I can't tell. They both sound the same.
A perfect imitation.
No. Do not even say that I sound like that. First of all, that is...
Oh, my God.
Ever. No, stop talking. I do not sound like that. I look, here's the thing. I'm smart. I know I'm smart. But I like to spend a little money. So sue me.
You sound really stupid.
I'm done with that.
Oh, my God. I know. You're retarded.
Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, what did you want to say to Hadley this morning?
Well, I just wanted to let her know that, Joe, you're doing, hey, it's great that you've had your car all that time. I've had a car since high school, and I still have it, and it runs great. I take care of it. That's not the issue. The issue is you just need something to get your family around. And like I was just thinking about her, I've busted my hind end since I was 16 and I'm 50 now. So I definitely, she's the most horrible person I've ever heard on the radio.
Yep. Pretty much sums it up.
Hey, Anthony, thank you for calling in this morning. I mean, that's a pretty big claim right there, Hadley, just so you know, people are really not feeling what you're saying this morning. Let's see what they're saying on social media.
I can't keep up with what they're saying on social media. Karen, this Hadley girl is ate up. Ha, ha, ha. I can't. Lindsay, Joe, don't listen to this girl. You're living the dream, working laundry, used cars, all normal parts of life. Hannah, LOL, this isn't real life, is it? Does she drive a new car every time she leaves the house? Hashtag used cars for life. Amber, that girl is a new level of crazy and gross. Love me some Joe and Alex, too. Brooklyn said, this Hadley girl needs a reality check. LMAO, hashtag spoiled brat. It's called being financially smart and a humble person.
Hadley, like, how long on average do you have a car?
Well, can I just point something out really fast? The fact that I'm getting all of this attention right now. Like, don't you think that says something? Like, I'm probably right. People probably want to, like, get to know me a little more or whatever. Like, they wouldn't be writing about me or calling in about me if, like, what I was saying wasn't true or, like, resonated with them at all.
But I don't think they're agreeing with you, though. I think you'd have a point like, oh, my gosh, look, they're all agreeing with me, Joe. You're poor and disgusting because you have a used car and you wash your clothing.
Yeah, but they're still spending their time and energy talking about me. I mean, I think that for me, I think it's actually kind of cool.
Hey, Brian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Brian?
Well, Hadley, let me start off. And I'm a former combat vet. I spent time a year in Iraq, and my uniform would take a week to wash and get back. So we were kind of stuck having to wear our military uniform for 2 or 3 days at times. So, yes, we would build up salt stains on them, but guess what? It was our job. I did not grow up with a golden spoon in my mouth. I grew up learning the value of a dollar. I bought my own vehicle. I had to work, excuse my language, my ass off to get what I have to this day. People like you, I cannot stand being around. I don't know where you got your methodology from and your life learning from, but it is wrong. We do work for our money. We do work our asses off to get what we have in life. We do what we need to do to survive. We don't run around saying, this shirt ain't right for me, or this pants is not right for me, throw it away or give it to Goodwill and go buy a new one. Oh, would I love to live that life? You better believe it. Anybody would. But guess what? It's the cards that were dealt to us, and we have to live our life the way we can, the best way we can, not with a golden spoon in our mouth.
Right. Yep. Well said.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
Preach. And thank you for your service.
It's kind of, thank you. It's kind of interesting, Hadley. You're not really saying much.
Yeah, it sounds like he silenced Hadley.
I'm not going to say anything about that. I don't want to. Look, I appreciate your service and all, but, like, I just think that, you know, I've lived this way my whole life. I really don't see it changing anytime soon.
Do you have a boyfriend? Do you plan on getting married ever? I mean, what's the deal with you?
I mean, like, yeah, I'll get married at some point, but, like, I'm still young. I'm still kind of playing the field and everything. Like, I'm not rushing into anything.
I just can't imagine a guy getting to know your personality and your character and who you are and wanting anything to do with you. I just can't imagine.
You would be surprised.
Oh, brother.
All right, Hadley, hang on. I got a few more calls that I would like to have them get a chance to speak with you.